Have you ever heard someone say, "The evidence speaks for itself"? Well, the truth is just the opposite. On today's Creation Moment, see why evidence is worthless without a way of interpreting it. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Evidence speaks for itself, we're told. But this is not the case. The one thing that evidence cannot do is to speak for itself. In detective movies, a crucial piece of evidence is used to prove someone's guilt, only to find later that the evidence has not been correctly interpreted. The evangelist E.Z. Swain tells a story about a man who was taken into a room by masked figures. Strapped to a bed, they slit his chest open and removed his heart. Outside the room were lots of people watching who did nothing to interfere. E.Z. paused, and when he related the tale, then explained that the man was suffering from a heart problem, the masked people were surgeons, their blades were scalpels, and no one did anything to interfere because the students watching knew that these brilliant surgeons were saving the man's life. In this tale, you were presented with a number of pieces of evidence, but you probably interpreted them wrong until you were given the backstory, the starting point, that we call the presupposition. You see, evidence does not speak for itself. It makes sense only when interpreted by our presupposition. But many people are not aware that they have presuppositions. Still less are they aware that their presuppositions may be wrong. The popular challenge from atheists to Christians is this: why should I believe something that can't be proved? But the very question is flawed, because it assumes that there is a neutrality upon which to build our case. There is not. Our presupposition must at all times be the truth of God's word.
If you enjoyed today's broadcast, you'll be able to read thousands of radio transcriptions in our best-selling book series, Letting God Create Your Day. To find out more, visit us at creationmoments.com or call 1-800-42-BIBLE.